Hi, welcome to Dear Nikki. My name is Nikki, and if you've been here before, welcome back. This show is all about sex and the fantasies that people have, reading from emails directly and anonymously sent to me. Together we explore the experiences of everyday people, just like yourself. You never know who I could be reading from. I could be reading from his former supervisor. He just looks like he may have a bit of a naughty side and completely bored at his vanilla job. I could be reading from your coworker. You know the one. She sells vibrators and shows how to use them on her OnlyFans channel. I could be reading from that couple you saw at the grocery store. You know the one. They bought 2 boxes of popsicles. They love to masturbate with them. Well, her, really. You just never, ever know. If you have any erotic fantasies, questions, or just want to say hello, feel free to send them to Nikki at nikky@dearnikki.com or anonymously through the website at dearnikki.com under the Confessions tab. Just remember, by submitting a confession or anything else, you certify the following are true. You are the sole creator of the submission. You're 18 years of age or older, legally able to write, submit erotic or pornographic material. Stories including bestiality, incest, incest fantasies, underage role play, rape sex, rape fantasies, or other non-consensual content or racial slurs will not be aired. We reserve the right to change names or other identifiable information, and you're releasing all rights to the creation. So I got to reading, you know, various things, and I stumbled across this question as, if you had 2 choices to have sex in a laundry room or the staircase, which would you choose? I thought the easy answer was laundry room. Maybe it's staircase, but for me, it was laundry room, just because the washer, I was thinking about this book and, you know, everybody jokes about it, about sitting on the washer and put it on the spin cycle. I thought, you know, that's kind of just, you know, very detailed. And then I thought of all the other books or stories that we've had or I've read that, you know, bends people over, and the laundry room can be so dirty. The staircase, you know, I like the staircase. Though as I was thinking about ways to have sex on the staircase, for some reason, the Brady Bunch staircase was always in one of those thoughts. So I couldn't picture any other staircase. So I guess the most iconic staircase that came to mind was the Brady Bunch staircase, for God knows why. But, you know, I mean, Marsha and what's his name supposedly had a thing going, but then so did the mom in one of them too, right? So, I mean, that staircase could have been used for sex. What are we thinking? I mean, Alice probably was in the laundry room. Well, you know, Sam did sell meat, and I think he gave it to her quite a lot. Meat, that is. You know what time it is. It's time to sit back, relax. Let's have a whiskey, with some Filthy Jerry's, of course, and explore some erotic fantasies from people just like you and me. Dear Nikki, I met Christine online when I was single. She was cute, nerdy, and agreed to go on a date. We decided to drive out to the beach and have a picnic. I picked up Christine outside her apartment. She came out in jeans and a striped t-shirt and a black hoodie. She had long blonde hair and glasses with black frames. When we hugged, I could feel her breasts, which were larger than usual for her skinny frame, pressed against me. We picked up some burgers from a local place and drove out to the beach, about an hour drive. We talked along the way. Christine was shy, and although she was very agreeable, I often had to ask her a lot of questions to get her to tell me about herself. We connected a lot in books, movies, and video games. I could already see how the night was going to go. We'd sit on the beach, eat our food, and maybe we'd talk a bit. We'd drive her back, we'd hug, and that would be it. She just didn't seem like the kind of girl to even kiss on the first date. At the beach, we found a bonfire and another couple clearing up nearby. They told us we could sit by the fire since they were heading home. I spread out the picnic blanket, and we sat there, eating our burgers and watching the fire and waves. It started to get dark and cold. Christine snuggled up to me closer and looped her hand through mine, laying her head on my shoulder. I was surprised that she was being so forward after how shy she'd been in the car. Christine asked me if I found her attractive, and I told her I did. She asked what she liked about her. I told her her beautiful hair, her glasses, her nice face. As I did so, I traced my finger over her shoulders and side and down to her hips. Christine raised her face and we kissed for a while. We wound up shifting so that we were half sitting, half lying on the picnic blanket. I had my hand on Christine's large, soft breast, and she kept shoving her hips against my erection. The fire had died down, so I had asked Christine if she wanted to head home. She said she wished we could stay at the beach all night, but she understood we had to leave. As we drove home, we held hands. Christine told me how turned on she had been at the beach and confessed that she'd almost given me a blowjob. Christine asked me to pull over. I found a deep turnout and parked in the car. We kissed again, and then Christine started to undo my zipper and belt. She stroked my cock as we kissed, and soon I was hard as a rock in the pitch black. She leaned over and started sucking my cock. She was fucking fantastic at it. She stroked me and licked me and sucked my head. And then she started to take more of my shaft into her mouth. I felt my cock hitting the back of Christine's throat. I couldn't believe Christine was doing this. She had been so shy on the drive out. Christine started to deep throat me, and I could feel my cock squeeze in her throat. She gagged a bit as she pulled up. I could see the thick saliva dripping from her lips onto my cock. Cars were passing by in the road, and the brief lights I watched Christine continue to deep throat me. I worked my fingers into her blonde hair and encouraged her to take me deeper and longer. I started to thrust upward, fucking her mouth. Christine gurgled as I fucked her throat, but stayed down. I told Christine I was going to come soon, and she kept sucking me, encouraged me to fuck her mouth. As I thrust into her, I suddenly came, and she swallowed every drop. We kissed for a while in the dark, and after some time, I drove Christine back to her place. As we kissed and hugged goodbye, Christine told me how much fun and she loved the date. I couldn't believe this girl. Shy and bashful one minute, deep-throating and swallowing the next. Needless to say, it wasn't our last date. Jordan. Well, hello, Jordan. I didn't go out with you, but this is exactly describing me to AT. I mean, not extremely that shy, but I do still blush as, you know, a virgin girl. I don't know why especially if I'm really connected to the person I do in compliments or talking about myself, I still do. Even in real life, I become very, very shy. But I definitely will have to agree with Darcy here. It is the quiet ones you have to watch out for. It's definitely the shy ones. See, the thing is, we live in our head a little bit. And sometimes we do enough investigating, maybe even a little practicing, because, you know, we are shy and wouldn't know what to do in a situation. And, you know, not that I'm a Boy Scout, it is always nice to be prepared. So, do you ignore the shy ones, or do the shy ones catch your attention? Sometimes the loud and rambunctious ones are all hot air. And it seems like, anyway, the more I get told or the more I read stories, I mean, not always, and there are some great loud ones and are very boisterous. But in my opinion, and from experience, it is the quiet, reserved ones that you have to watch out for. You know, sometimes they have a big cock, but they all definitely knew how to fuck. Just saying. Dear Nikki, last weekend, I made the drive to my son's university campus to wish him good luck and spend time with him in person before his exams started. I drove there early in the morning, and we spent the day together until the early evening. I went to the coffee shop on campus to get caffeine boost before making the drive home. As I was buying my coffee, the guy behind me in the line started making conversation, and we ended up sitting at a table together and chatting. I guess he thought I was a lot younger than I actually am, because he asked if I was a postgraduate student. I laughed out loud. I haven't been in full-time education for almost 30 years. I decided not to tell him that the reason I was visiting was because my son was a student there. He complimented me on how well I aged, like fine wine, to which I laughed again. It was the first time I heard a compliment in person. Speaking of wine, I have a bottle back at my place. If you like white, would you like to have a glass? Wow, he's smooth, I thought. I would love to, I said honestly, but I have to drive home tonight. Well, you don't have to drive home tonight. Besides, I have an orange juice. Less than a half hour later, I didn't get the orange juice he had promised. Instead, my dress and underwear were on the floor of his room, and I was on my knees with his cock in my mouth. My mouth was still dry from the coffee, so I tried to make my mouth and his cock wetter by continuously spitting on it. The blowjob got super sloppy, and a lot of my own spit ended up on my face and messing up my makeup, which he seemed to love. He fucked me in his bed a few different positions, and then he said, I have toys. Do you want to play with some? I nodded, and he got a black leather whip with tassels from his wardrobe. He asked me if it was okay to use on me, and I nodded again. Still breathless but from being fucked, he sat on his bed, and I started sucking his cock in doggy-style position with my ass in the air while he reached around and periodically hit it with the whip with one hand, and his other hand in my hair, guiding my head up and down his cock. I could definitely tell I wasn't the first woman he had brought back to his room. Every time he whipped me, I made a muffled moan with his cock in my mouth, and it was really hot. I love the feeling of submission that comes with pain, so I'm having a lot of fun. My jaw was starting to ache when he came, without any warning, in my mouth, straight down to my throat. I gagged and almost choked on it, but his hand kept my head back and me in place. Few drops escaped my mouth, and I licked them up. We got dressed, and he made some awkward post-sex conversation. When he told me what year he was and which course he was studying, I felt like such a whore. He was on the same course as my son. They most likely shared some of the same classes together, and who knows, might even be friends. He wanted me to stay the night, but I told him I really should get going, so he took my number before I left. The night was over. With aching ass cheeks and a faint taste of his cum still in my mouth, I made the drive of shame back home. Hubby loved when I told him I'd hooked up with a student, but I left out the detail of him being on the same course as our son. When I checked my phone that night before bed, I had two messages. One from my son. It's great to see you. Text me when you get home safe. Love you, Mom. And the one from his course mate. Hey, had fun tonight. Let me know when you're back on campus for round two. You suck dick like a pro. I never found out if he actually had the orange juice or if it was a lie. Deb. So I have two thoughts here. Okay. So one was a couple weeks back and I got new glasses and I'm off on Fridays, or was till I changed departments. And so I was off on Friday. So I'd go do my errands, and just like any other person that's worked a normal week, right? They tend to, well, I got dressed. I had this off-shoulder little sweater thing going on with my lacy bra strap and jeans and my hair up in a messy bun. And, you know, and like I said, I got new glasses. So, you know, and I'd done light makeup, or at least I thought. We all know I'm 45 here. I think I'm 45. It's like 45 or 46. 45, I think. That sounds right. Anyway, I'm forgetting. I'm tired. So as I was leaving Sam's, I had wine. He said, I need to check your ID. You know, you don't look of age. And he goes, well, wait, what's your favorite movie? Real quick. And I'm like, well, the only thing I can think of is The Shawshank Redemption, which is one of my favorite movies. I watch it all the time when I'm not feeling well. And he's like, okay, you check out. And he goes, by the way, nice rock in the librarian look. Very hot. And I blushed. So see, I told you I blushed, right? And I remember telling, you know, my lover, and he was like, well, I told you you look great in glasses. So yes, I don't wear my glasses often because I can see close up, but far away, that's when I have to wear my glasses. So I'm afraid because I am 45, it's like I do kind of need the whole chain around my neck to put my glasses on, glasses off, glasses on, glasses off. Because like I said, up close, I'm great, but far away, I'm like a squinting banshee. Second thing I thought of was I had a woman reach out to me on Twitter over a year ago, I think at this point. And same kind of thing happened, except after she hooked up with this said person, like Deb did, he actually invited her over to, I guess it was like an initiation. And apparently she was the entertainment for the weekend against 8 to 10 frat boys, you know, college grads, you know, that kind of thing. And she went on specifically to really go into detail what she did. And I don't talk to her now, or haven't in a very long time. And I don't know, I do know the weekend she took 2 days off afterward, because one, she was rode very hard and hung up wet, as she even put it. But it was deliciously fun and plans on doing it again. So those are my two little stories. But could you, if you were at, and this might be easier for our gentlemen, but ladies, if you were out at your son's college and this happened, would you entertain the idea? I mean, what if it, like every book you read with this scenario, the son slash somebody else that's not supposed to find out finds out, right? Would you keep it just as one time? Or would you tempt fate that they're probably best friends? Definitely classmates, I'm thinking, especially if they're on the same course, that they find out, especially at graduation, that you've hooked up with one of his classmates. And his classmate has a very intimate detail on how you suck cock. Or lick a pussy. What are we thinking here? I'd really like to know. Oh, and if you're wondering, I would. No. Too young. But we all know that, right? Dear Nikki, sometimes in life, you're fortunate enough to encounter a partner who matches you to such a profound extent, it almost feels as if you were destined to connect. I had this fortune. We'll call him Brandon. 6'3", strong, lean, and with a baritone voice that drenches panties from across the room. Women took notice of him, although he couldn't always see it. Men could be intimidated because of his presence and energy. His intensity. His tattoos and trim beard gave him that bad boy image that was both intriguing and somewhat unpredictable. His heart was huge, and the softness and vulnerability allowed me to see him just pull me in deeper. His willingness and zest for experimentation sexually pulled me still deeper. Our love for music was the initial catalyst for his knowledge far surpassed mine, so I learned more than I ever dreamed of. We could analyze songs all day long and delve into their deepest meanings. Over the years, he became my best friend, confidant, secret lover, and sexual journeyman. I myself am very open, experimental, and sexually confident woman. I've had encounters with both men and women and love pussy just as much as cock. It's challenging to find other female friends who aren't intimidated by that. So I have a small number of very close girlfriends. Some from the past have even evolved into play friends, but there's a true connection and love ever present as well. In this case, I met Addison on a lifestyle site, and it was really just hit it off. I knew the moment I met her, and she was ideal saucy friend. She was flirty and just as sexually invigorating as I was. I knew Brendan would want to fuck her the minute he met her, and that was such a turn-on for me. He had never experienced two women at the same time, so when I saw this opportunity, I jumped. He could be greedy. We could be greedy and share him together. To say we all hit it off is an understatement. The first meeting was innocent enough in a small venue music concert, but the wheels were in motion. Throughout the night, Allison and I exchanged looks and gestures indicating how hot we were for Brendan. Little whispers about how delicious his cock was and how his pre-cum would make a droplet on the end of a rock hardness and make me drip down my thighs. Allison was salivating and lusting hard. He was going to get the dual fuck of his life and really had no idea what we were conspiring. That secret scheming between her and I and our planning that much more erotic and fun. When the time came for our rendezvous, Addison and I were playing in wait for Brendan like two lionesses waiting to pounce our prey. I remember being so excited, I was shaking with adrenaline. My pussy was just throbbing, as was Addison's. The look on Brendan's face when he came up the steps to the loft was a mix of complete surprise yet instinctual raw heat. If he was nervous, you'd never know. His stride was so sure and fluid as his every afternoon he was spent swimming on the womanly nectar. The chemistry and fire in that room was beyond electric that afternoon. Without hesitation, we fell into each other. Brendan's mouth on mine, then Addison's. Our kisses and salty sweetness intermingling. His hands and mouth hungry for our tits. Our fingers unleashing on each other, exploring each other's velvety lips. Our clits were already engorged with anticipation, and she and I were so slick with desire, desperate to release his incredible cock. The look Addison gave me when his underwear dropped said, "Holy fuck. Girl, I know. I told you. His cock is so fucking juicy." Our pussies were sobbing wet and impatient to be filled, but we wanted to savor these moments too. The positions we discovered in our loft went beyond imagination. It felt like our time lasted an eternity. Addison could barely contain her instinct to be filled once Brendan's rod was free, kissing him while she positioned herself, straddling him and engulfing him with her pussy. I could hear and feel him moaning, moving his hips in rhythm while I straddled his face, and his tongue hungrily lapped my clit. The view I had was fantastic. Addison and I kissing, our mouths exploring each other's, while Brendan pleasured us both. Sandwiched in between, I could feel her smile between the kissing, and we shared looks of devilish bliss as she rode his thickness. Sliding up and down, his hands grabbing her ass, controlling her speed to last. Then switching to mine, pulling my cunt harder over his craving mouth. Hands to tits, mouth to mouth, tits to mouth, while I was delirious with lust. All of our sounds, smells, quivering, intermingling. At some point, we switched around again. It's such a blur, but I'm guiding myself down to taste Brendan's still impossibly swollen cock. He's dripping with juice from Addison, and the taste is phenomenal. Sweet, warm, salty, mild. And 100% sex. I savor it for a moment before kissing him, then lowering myself into a squat as he's sitting on the couch. Addison must be recovering after coming so hard and enjoying watching us. Brendan's head toys with my clit, more pre-cum and my own slickness. My pussy is hot inside, so soft and glistening, fiery pink with anticipation. It doesn't matter how often we fucked, the sensation of him entering me is convulsing. My knees high, my hips grinding down. He's so fucking deep in me due to his length. I feel him into my stomach. It aches slightly, but the minute I begin pumping my hips more, it subsides and transitions into waves of many explosions. Addison is kissing me, kissing him, teasing my clit until I do explode, soak everything, pushing him out. Another switch. Addison wants more cock, pulsing between her legs. Brendan lays down on the soft area rug and she climbs on top of him. Again, I'm over his face. He's a man that appreciates a woman and knows how to show it. Inhibitions don't exist when he's in the throes of passion, and that's both rare and insatiable. I'm so fueled, overwhelmed with desire and pleasure, visually, and my senses are pinging nonstop. He moans into my pussy, guttural, and plunges his tongue deeper. I explode again with Addison, feeling him move beneath us, both I gush a tidal wave. The hazards of being a master in bed, surprised yet very wet, he suggests a shower is in order. We couldn't agree more. Showers have a certain sultry element to them. Maybe it's the fresh water, the heat of the steam, maybe it's being in close proximity. Whatever it is, we all knew the shower was leading to more than getting refreshed and clean from the earlier dulge. Before we knew it, Addison and I were on the spacious shower floor, with Brendan servicing us like a professional. His tongue masterfully probed her, eagerly sucking her nectar through the splashes while his fingers plunged inside me like a jackhammer, sending me into reels of geyser action. I'm messy, little fuck. Thank goodness for the shower. Then he'd switch and lap up my juices, kissing us, alternating between us. I could hear our purrs in sync with each other, which made us come more and more. Brendan having two insatiable women to himself, he penetrated us equally, fucking Addison, feeling her tightness clench his cock, then plunge into me, a total different array of muscles milking his cock, each velvety in their own way, each delicious, each unique and special. This man lasted for hours, pleasuring us with the same enthusiasm and vigor. Now, it was his turn to release. Finally. Addison and I had moved in front of him, kneeling before our sensual king. Kissing, we slid our mouths on either side of his cock, going his full length as the water cascaded over us, our husky voices begging for his cum. One taking him all the way in her mouth, deep-throating him, while the other teased at his full balls with her tongue, then switching back and forth. Brendan released his growl that was so characteristically him before shooting his load all over Addison and myself. His cum buckets, which drives me fucking insane with lust, were covered, our faces slick, tits draped in his masculine webbing, kissing and licking up as much as we can from each other. The huge sigh of satisfaction above us spoke praise like no words can. Addison and I were two very fulfilled kittens, to say the least, and Brendan will not soon forget his afternoon delight times two. Few experiences in life provide this type of connection and complete trust. The generosity and sexual energy in that small room created aftershocks, no doubt. Anaya. Thank you so much for reading and considering my story for your podcast. I truly support the openness and genuine authenticity of it. Sexuality is natural and beautiful, and there's far too much guilt attributed to it, in my opinion. And I have to agree, Anaya, there's way too much. Some of this stuff does make me blush. I will be completely honest there. But I have to agree with you. Sometimes, actually, you can say anybody really does come in our life. And I always say you're either going to learn, teach, and sometimes you do both. And really, in life, we always learn, right? But when that special someone does come into our life and shake things up, they are most unforgettable. And that can be good, both good and bad. I mean, again, lessons, right? We learn what we like, we learn what we don't. And I have to say, I've been blessed. I have been blessed recently, well, last couple of years, with something that did shake up my life. And it's been an amazing ride. This being one of them, lessons I've learned along the way, connections I've made with people that I may never meet. And that's sad and special in the same way that all of you out here, all of you listening, have connections to everybody else that's listening. We're all here for the same purpose, right? Even if it's just me reading a confession, it's to feel like we're part of a tribe. And I can say I agree with Anaya. When you find that person you're absolutely connected with, and no matter what, sexually, emotionally, or everything and all into one. Isn't it worth it? I think so. Especially if he's quiet and You don't think he's kinky, but you find out, oh my God, completely kinky. Absolutely. I think this is a perfect place to stop for the day. I want to thank you again for joining me. Don't forget, I know, crazy summer nights, right? Coming up June and August. I need to reach out to him. I think one of them is completely sold out and there's not even tent space, but I will be checking and I will have information for you next week. I promise, even if I get it in an email and I have to tell you. I know I say this all the time to my patrons and my people that subscribe, but I really do appreciate each and every one of you writing in, taking the time, even if they're short or long. I just hearing everybody's experiences, and I don't care what they are, except we got to follow a few rules. But it's still, I like that connection. I like knowing that, like everybody else, I'm part of a tribe. I like knowing that I provide a safe space, and I hate that word, but it is, for all of us to connect. And we can see that there are like-minded people taking out all the other drudge that is going on in the world right now, right? And I have to answer, and I have to ask, actually, if we can, on this ground level, find a way to connect, how hard is it for us to connect in other ways and leave the grudge behind? I never want to delve deep in those topics because, trust me, there's plenty of them out there. But, you know, it is something to think about it, even if it is a simple context or simple question. But it's something I've always wondered about. And in closing, hello, lover. You know, I'll never forget those weeks we've been together. Doing things, exploring, and even just having that drink together. Yeah. Let's repeat that again. What do you think? I really want to know. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, have a fucking fabulous week.